Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of Hot Topics from the Soul. I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I invite you to visit my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, and you'll find out information regarding products and services, my books, and also eventsbyarise.com. You can also find out events that I'll be promoting and doing this upcoming year. Well, February. This is the time in the season where people are falling in and out of love. You know, I often say, as it relates to relationships, that love is an emotional contract between two hearts. Love gives of itself and is not selfish. Love causes you to say things like, I will, I shall, I do. And then you do right on out the door. But love is something that it is an emotion and a gift that has been given to us by God. And Shirley Carter, my co-host, are you there? Shirley? Well, I guess she fell off the line. But anyway, love is an emotional contract between hearts, and love gives of itself. It's not puffed up. And tonight I have with me a power couple. I have with me Glenn and Veronica Brooks, who've been married for 32 years. My Lord and my God, I was saying to them earlier, I said, had I remained married, I would have been married 32 years as well. Glenn is retired military, and he has college degrees, but he specializes in computer science. Veronica is a motivational speaker, author, life coach, entrepreneur. They're both entrepreneurs. They have several businesses they do together. And tonight we're going to talk about, can two become one? Veronica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Valerie.
Glenn, are you there?
Absolutely.
I am so delighted to have you joining me tonight. You know, you heard my introduction about what I define and see love as being, and individuals say, well, I'm never getting married. Why even go down the aisle and go to the altar and say I do? Because after you say I do, things change. Why mess up a good thing? We're friends now with benefits. Why get married? What would you guys say to that?
Wow, that's amazing, Valerie. With the experiences that my wife and I have over the years, I believe that marriage is one of the most sacred and wonderful and beautiful things to be involved with. And I kind of think that if we, especially if a person's, their mind's open to relationship, is to be involved with the one that they love, that they truly love. And Valerie, we got some things we're going to share tonight, but we appreciate you inviting us on the show tonight. So we've got a lot we can share to couples out there, even single people. Because we came a long ways. 32 years was a journey, but I praise God that this journey was absolutely wonderful. And we're still growing and still in love, and we're still, some people believe that we are still on our honeymoons, but that's because we truly love each other and care for each other.
That is so awesome. You know, I've never met you guys, but I was talking to Veronica on the phone, and I was telling her about my show, Hot Topics from the Soul, because we talk about a gamut of different things, and relationships is one of the things we like covering on the show, because people are always at different spaces in different times of their life. And as a matter of fact, anytime I talk about relationship, it is one of my most played shows. You know, they play sometimes 5,000, 6,000 hits a week when it deals with relationships, where they actually replay and replay the show. I'm amazing at you know, how many people that are out there that are really going through situations, you know, married, single. Last week, I had Shirley Carter, who's the co-host. She was talking about her book that she wrote, and it covers relationships, rather married or single. So, Veronica, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, too, before we move on, and then hopefully the two of you will be able to set some folks free, even me.
Yes, Valerie, thank you so much for just having me here, first of all. I really appreciate it, and I'm just really honored that I can speak to everyone just about marriage, because one thing, when you go into marriage, we really don't know exactly, you know, how we're going to end up. We look at everybody else, but the thing is, we have to look at self. And I've learned that through my marriage, even though the struggles we had, even in the beginning, the first 3 years, I was ready to get out and run and do all those things. But I am so glad that I stayed and I kept looking forward on how to build my marriage, and the first thing I looked at was myself, and that is the one thing you have to be honest about yourself. And I only can really talk about me because I know what I've been through and hope that it will help everyone else. But I know one thing about me, I had to change my attitude. Things that I had to change about me of being selfish. Then I had to look at things of being, how to forgive of things that I had got upset with when my husband did one thing, I didn't like what he did, and then I'm doing it another way. But the thing is, when you come together as one, like I said, it starts with self, really recognizing that how your attitude is, how are you approaching things, and not being so quick to judge what is going on with your husband, because sometimes we have a tendency, well, I had a tendency, I should say, to judge him. Why did he do that this way instead of that way? But let me tell you this one little story about just some oatmeal that brung this whole little thing on. It was
oatmeal.
Yeah, oatmeal. Just this one little thing. The way it really opened my eyes, because you know, the instant oatmeal, I put everything in a bowl and I put it in the microwave, and you know, your little butter, and then put it in the microwave and then I cook it. But then my husband, he boils the water and then takes it out, and then he puts the oatmeal in there. But you know what? That one little thing I saw is that we got to the same place, and it tastes just as good. I couldn't just judge,
okay,
you know, how one way, just doing things one way. He did it a different way than what I did, but we got to the same destination.
Hmm.
So that's what
now,
I was.
Are you both retired military?
No, I'm not military. Only him.
Okay.
I work with the Department of Defense, civilian.
Okay, so how was that with Glenn, with you in the military, and her being, you know, the stabilizer in the home, because that meant you traveled, right, Glenn? Because I see you've been
absolutely
all over the place.
Yes. I was
Hong Kong, Singapore, Rome, Australia, Japan. How was that?
Well, for me, one of the things I did not really like was the separation part. But what my wife did, she supported me my whole 24 years of service as I was in the United States Navy. And
wow.
She raised the three boys. She raised the three boys. And I was I cannot say I was the neutralizer. I think my wife, she was the plank owner. She took care of everything. And for me, there was an easy transition for the both of us because we both understood that I had a job to do, and then she knew her part. And that was the main thing, that we was able to come together and we came up with a solution that we could raise our boys together, even in my absence, and then in my return, I just moved back into the family slowly, and I didn't try to come back and interrupt what she's done with the boys. I just come back in, and I'll just, you know, if my wife said, well, this is what the boy's been doing, I kind of supported her. So my kids, our sons, they were able to see, hey, you know, mom and dad's got this thing, this transition going pretty well. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was that her being there was 100% support, and that made my life easy to transition when I had to depart and then return. So I just give her praise on that part. She did a fabulous job being a great mother while we were separated.
Thank you. Well, it sounds like y'all have it covered, but the main denominator being the love you have for one another, where you respect one another enough to, you know, give that one that space and that leeway to make decisions uninterrupted. So I applaud you both on that, and that certainly is a strong tip for those that are entering into relationships or in a relationship and are at odds. What would you say to individuals that are in a relationship dating? How was that dating for you guys? As a matter of fact, tell us how you met.
Yeah, you go ahead.
It's a wonderful story. I'm glad you asked that, Valerie. Well, what ended up happening, my wife, I met her actually in the church.
Okay.
And it was actually... It was during a weekday service. We were supposed to have been going in to have a Bible study, and I think this particular night I had just got from work. I was still a young teenager during this time. Came to church, and I proceeded to sit in the back, the rear of the church, because I was late getting there. And while I was sitting there, I had my Bible. I was preparing myself to hear this Bible study in service. And then all of a sudden, clear as day, I heard the Lord's voice. He just told me, and he said, look to your right in the front of the church. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm trying to get my Bible organized to get ready for this study. And
ooh.
Immediately, God whispered to me and said, this is your wife. There she is. That's her right there. And I was like, God, I said, wait a minute. I'm trying to get a study in tonight. But he said, well, you are going to get your study in. But he said, I'm just letting you know that's your wife there. And that's how we began. Right after service, immediately after service, I approached her, and we kind of went from that point.
Wow. So God does speak as it relates to relationships.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even really notice him, but I guess after all that looking at me, he took me to the movies. He never crossed any boundaries. He never tried to do anything out of the ordinary. He was a perfect gentleman, and the thing was, he would take me, you know, to dinner, and you got to remember we were teenagers. And the thing is, that's the part where I really admired him, because it was how much he respected me.
Mm-hmm.
And Valerie, there might be people on the line tonight may not believe this, but I never had a sexual relationship with my wife. And mm-hmm. that's what the amazing thing was, because in my heart, when God told me it was my wife, I respected her and I cherish what he was given to me. So that was one of the important things. And for my age at that time, I had a lot of self-control, but I made up in my mind that this is the way I want to do it. So I think that's
wow.
important when a person makes that decision and allow not their, in other words, your self-will be controlled by the will of God, it directs us to make the right decision. So I made that decision. And so when we began to really spend time with each other, we stayed distant to make sure we didn't get into a place where it would cause a conflict. And one of the things I wanted to share with everyone, and also Valerie, we had our favorite place that we had in Oklahoma. We used to call it the Chocolate Park. And it was a park that consists of all, like the merry-go-round, the swing sets. Everything was a dark brown color. So we named it our park. We said, we're going to call this our Chocolate Park. So that's where
okay.
we used to go. We just sit there, we sit on the swing, and we'd just talk, laugh, and
yeah.
have fun.
Wow. So how long did you date before you got married?
I actually met her in 1978.
Okay.
And then we didn't proceed into our marriage until it was 82.
Oh, okay.
You were away in military?
I didn't join the military until, what happened, I joined the military in 1981, and then
okay,
I came
so,
back and
you
I got
met
my
in
wife.
78.
Mm-hmm.
You met in 78, and you went in the military 81, and you got married when?
82.
Okay. I'm making sure I chronologize. So for people that are listening, they get this because I told the listener, which is true, and I wrote it in my book, From the Soul of a Woman, I dated my husband for that long, too, and we never had sexual relations until after we got married. And we were in the church. When people say to you, either one of you can answer, well, you know, that was then. Times are different now. What would you say? Are things different?
If what you say, times are different?
Right, where, you know, people are more into sex. I mean, you have more church folks that are going for it than regular, normal people who aren't in the church. And you hear them say, you know, that was then, this is now. It's a lot has gone on. The rules of engagement have changed. You got to test it out before you buy it.
Well, I think, you know, there's always that instinct that you truly have within you. And you will know who your husband is, because Valerie actually, you know, when he was away, you know, I was thinking about him, but, you know, didn't know, you know, really how to just do any, you know, say things or do anything. But the thing is, when you really care about somebody, it's always that heart, I believe, connection. And today is the same. Yesterday is the same. Every day is still the same. But it all boils down to the heart connection of really like the true self, in a sense. And, yes, people say, yeah, you got to test this out. But it is, I guess you can say the times are different, but, you know, nature is still the same. If you want to say the universe is still the same, God's still the same. He never changes.
Right.
It's just us.
We do.
it's us that have to make the step to actually be truthful with our own self. And that's one of the basic things, I think.
Yeah, so Valerie, and just like to mirror off of what my wife is saying, it's just like when we look back, I know we were closer to the late 70s, and, you know, the young people were still doing the same things because, I had friends that were in relationships. So I believe that it depends on how that person as an individual decide how they want to accomplish the relationship with the person that they love. And I don't believe time, just because we're living in 2014, that 1979, only thing that I can remember and I can relate to is that maybe the music was different, the dress codes were different, we had different grooming styles, but our attitude approach towards relationship, I believe that through the process of time, people see things different and they act on things different. But I believe if they, like my wife said, if it's from the heart, if you believe that this person belongs to you, you're going to cherish that person. It's going to be like that precious pearl to you. So you don't want to damage what is wonderful and beautiful for you to cherish. So that's the scope that I take today.
Okay.
Valerie, you know, when my husband even asked me, well, he didn't even ask me actually to marry him, right? He just really came and got me. He said, come on, we're going to get married. That was it. And we still laugh about that to this day because he said, why should I have to even ask for something that I know is already mine?
Mm.
And when I think about that, the inner part of us, we knew. It's like we knew the closeness. It's like right now we always finish each other's sentence. If there's something going on, that maybe he might be thinking about or worried about, I can easily pick it up because of the longevity that we have been together in the relationship.
Do you feel that because you guys waited and took the time to know one another intellectually instead of sexually, that it has been the foundation that has kept your marriage together? Because I know that, like teenagers now, they get
mm-hmm.
so in tune and caught up in their flesh, and then when that dust settles, it's like, oh, I don't want to be with them no more. We don't have anything in common because they didn't take mm-hmm. the time to process one another's feelings, emotions, their likes and dislikes, you know, don't know what color they like, don't know what the food they like to eat, don't know what their favorite outfit is, their favorite color shoes. do you think because you didn't get yourself distracted, clouded with the sex, that you were able to stay strong?
I think so, and I think it goes back to the heart situation, because one thing I noticed what kept our marriage so long is the communication.
Mm-hmm.
We even still do it to this day. We still do the little candlelight dinners. We still do, you know, write the little notes saying, you know, I love you, or we always speak in positive into each other's life. We highly respect, and when you highly respect someone, all that person can do, if the heart is right, can give you that respect back, and it builds each day, it builds stronger and stronger. But we cannot be so quick to give up. And I noticed that all the times, I mean, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever, I'm grateful that I stayed and I looked at our situation on how to step forward and how to succeed with doing things right to my husband as another person. So that's why I think the communication is so important. When we'll go out, get away from the house, get away from the kids, and it's just me and my husband. That was when our kids were younger, and we would sit there and talk. He'd sit there and have coffee, and of course I'll have the tea or hot chocolate, and we sit there and talk. And that way, when we sit there and we talk and communicate with each other, I know what my husband wants. I know his goals. I know where he wants to go in life. So what I do, I try to help him succeed in that. Even in the military, all I did was hear what he said, what rank he wanted to be, what he wanted to do in the military. So I supported him strongly to do that because I heard what he said in the communication process that we had and that we took the time out to do on a monthly basis or when he was gone. Sometimes he was gone 6 months, 8 months. We still communicate whether it was letters or whether when he got back, you know, we would make sure we would communicate to build one another.
One of the things I like that you said, Glenn, was that you heard God when it came to selecting, choosing your queen. You said that you heard distinctively that she was the one. What was that like for you? Because I know that there are some people listening, and I've had guys tell me that the Lord said that I'm their wife, and I didn't hear nothing. So I'm still single. I'm still single. So what was that like, Glenn?
That particular moment, and I tell everyone the testimony, no matter every place that we've ever traveled around the world, I've always shared this with everyone. That particular moment, I could still live that very day that this happened. There was such a strong conviction. There was such a strong conviction in my heart, and I was so overwhelmed with it that I identified that it was God first, and I understood what he was speaking from his voice. So with that conviction, I was able to approach the woman of my life without any hesitation. Now, the thing I did at that moment, I didn't tell her that day. I didn't say, well, you're my wife. I went and I did the first thing that was what was right to do was to first meet her, to find out her name, where she was from. And then from that point, we went from that point. So I believe that the conviction in my heart, and it was a strong conviction, because, you know, you hear things, you can hear God's voice, or you can hear an unction in the spirit, but sometimes we don't know how to respond to it. Mm-hmm. And this conviction was overwhelming. It was like without a shadow of a doubt. I didn't have to question it, and there was absolutely no pausing in my thinking at that moment. I knew without a shadow of a doubt, and I believe that's the strongest conviction that you can have when it comes to when God is appointing, especially for guys, he's appointing a wife out to that person.
Now,
and
Veronica,
I'm glad,
Valerie,
I'm so glad I didn't walk up to her and say, hey, God said you're my wife.
Oh, I thought you were
crazy. That is a direct turn off, telling you. Because it shuts me down
right.
Immediately. I'll be like, and
right.
So Veronica, how did you kind of like receive him? Had God spoken to you too, where you got the witness, or was it months down the road that you experienced, or did you immediately was your heart immediately tender towards him, where you was like, oh, this is a possibility?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't immediately. I think he just basically whined and dined me along the way because he was too. He was just so kind, and he was so.
Let me ask both of you this, Veronica. Let me ask both of you this. If you didn't hear God and he hadn't courted you as he did, would he be or she be someone that you would actually think you would be interested in?
Would I be I guess so, because if God,
I'm just saying on a normal level, would he be someone that you would find be attracted to? And Glenn, is she someone that you would be gravitated to?
Yes. If not, you talking about like on first contact or something like that?
Right, like
I would,
would you give him a second look? Like if he passed by, would you even look at him? Because it was he not someone that you would have gravitated to under unordinary circumstances? Like say outside,
like an unordinary, like if he was passing by,
right.
Back then, no, because I was a teenager. I didn't really know anything. Really didn't know anything about dating too much. That's a really good question. But if we didn't talk or anything like that, I wouldn't know what to say on that one. Because
last week's show was about finding the one. So that's why, because you are a success couple, been married for 32 years, and I'm making y'all go way back. And I love the fact that in you guys going back, that you're still chuckling, and I hear you blushing through the phone at one another.
I am, because my husband's
you know,
so funny.
That is just so wonderful. And I have people that are in relationships now that have been married for years and saying if they had it to do all over again, they would not. They're miserable, married, living, single. So just to hear you guys blushing through the phone and talking about it as though it happened yesterday is absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, Valerie, it just takes time coming. It's so much you have to learn in life, period. Just even if you're single, you know you have to learn so many things in life. But the beauty of it is when you can really feel so much love, because it does feel like we just got married yesterday. And just the little surprises, it just brightens up my day. And then I'm always talking about my husband. Oh, you got to meet my husband. But I can't help it, you know, because of just the way we have lived and the way we have spoken positive things into each other's life. And we know because it has not always been like that. We grew to that.
Mm-hmm. Being that you both are entrepreneurs and, you know, Glenn, you're away traveling, and at working, basically, being in the Navy. And Veronica, you were there working. What was it like, Glenn, after you retired from military, were both of you working as business professionals? Because it said that, you know, when you're married or in a relationship, that you struggle as it relates to business. Have you guys able to work your way through that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went through a transition after I retired. It was a transition period that I went through. And right after I retired, we pretty much had opened our first computer store prior to me retiring. But mm-hmm. I was so used to the structure of the military. you know, waking up early in the morning, being at my first call of the day at 6 every morning, being around people all the time. I'm talking about constantly meeting people, helping people in the military. And then all of a sudden, I was about ready to retire. All of that was going to stop. So over 24 years of service, a constant seeing different faces, people transferred in, people transferring out. When I went, once I retired and we opened our business, I thought my whole world was shutting down because it just appeared that it wasn't enough noise around me. And it's like I needed that. So that's why I'm, for me, as far as business, my wife and I together, it was one of the best things that we did is to open up that computer store, because if we wouldn't have done that, mm-hmm. If I wasn't drove to open up a business, I probably couldn't work in a regular job place. I just couldn't see myself there. It's just psychologically as mm-hmm. well as physically, I just couldn't see myself there, because the military taught me so much of independence. Even though it was an organization, but it was well-structured,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you that attitude to want to go after and make something happen in your life. So me and Veronica, that's what we decided to do. We decided to just be entrepreneurs. We work for ourselves, and we do whatever it takes for us both to survive. And that's the approach that we took when we began to open our businesses.
Yeah, Valerie, it's a big shift when in the military, because even after when he had retired, it's almost like I saw the shift in his body. And then, you know, I got a little worried because, you know, they say after you leave the military, they like give you 5 years, and then, you know, you usually pass away. So because of they were so much under the stress, and then when it's gone, that's something that somebody, I guess, needs to open up when people exit the military. Because it is a danger zone within those 5 years. You hear so many things. And I was so glad that, you know, he was so able, because he's very intelligent, very just sharp at everything he does. And I remember seeing him, and I just kept speaking, you know, just life into him. So he'll just keep going and keep succeeding in what he had to do. As far as business, because of his, he has business knowledge before he even got out of the military. He just had a lot of business knowledge. But it's the shift that goes on with in the military, after you exit out of the military. It's a lot of things that really go on there, and you have to be one to really build the other partner up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a computer business, and then you do web designs too, Glenn?
Yes, what I did, the computer business, we shut the computer business down, and we opened up the web design business.
Okay.
Because web design is, like I said, I'm in the computer science backside of it, so I like the coding, writing web applications and things like that. So that was more, actually it was more feasible to do it that way, because there's a lot more money that way too also. So the computers, like I said, there was always some technology changes, so you have to keep up with that trend. Even that in web designing too, but it's easier to apply applications. It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah, he's very good.
How is it with you guys juggling with Veronica, you working, and Glenn, you doing web design? Then how old are your children?
Well, our oldest son is he's 31.
Uh-huh.
Oldest son is 31.
That's my daughter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and our youngest son is, I think he just turned 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's 26 now. So yeah, they've been. Our last son left the house when he was 18. So it's just been me and Veronica since our son was 18 years old.
Yes, So it's just
us that
were enjoying.
Yeah, how was that juggling them? Or were you gone the whole time they were growing up, Glenn? How was that? When did you start being an entrepreneur once you retired?
Yes. While I was in the service, I kind of did a couple of business ventures while I was in the service, trying to get a feel of what direction I wanted to go after I was leaving the Navy. So I pretty much we worked several multi-level marketing companies all the way up until like a couple of years before I retired. So we kind of had the spirit of entrepreneur in our thoughts already.
Mm-hmm.
So
multiple streams.
It was easy for us to transition and go and do something that was more tangible, like the computer store, and then start venturing out in those other areas. So I would say that was a pretty smooth transition to do that way. But we prepared for that. And in fact, our second to the oldest son, our youngest son and our oldest son, they were the first. My oldest son, he's the first one that moved away. And then our youngest son went to college up in Savannah State University. And when he left, our middle-aged son, he kind of stayed around the corner from where we live at. So we were all involved with some type of business, so it just kept us going. And our sons, their minds are so diverse from the places that we've traveled, and they've seen us operate in business levels, so they were more apt to, to do business-like things too. So that's one of the things that I've seen that happened in our life with our kids. It was easy for us to transition that way.
Well, it seems like you guys have been busy from the word go. Now, Veronica, you're an author, and you have a book called 90 Days to Start Gaining Wealth.
Yes.
Tell us about that and some of your other products you have and where they can find it.
Well, my book, 90 Days to Start Gaining Wealth, it's all about actually mindset and discipline, basically, and actually trusting in yourself so that you can actually start gaining that wealth in 90 days. And my book is located on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Endurance Publishing, and also you could even go to my website, www.veronicabrooks.com, and it's located there as well.
Okay. And what about your other products you have?
Our web design business, what we've done with that, we have two sites for the web design. One is niched out for ministries, from ministries, churches, and also organizations. And that particular site is ministrywebdesigning.com. And like I said, that's a pretty unique product because me being in the ministry myself, I know what a church needs, what an organization needs. So I pretty much have everything preset. Where the packages is kind of convenient to that customer or tailored to that client. And then on the business side for small businesses, we have a company called Visual Verge, which is that's located at visverge.com, and that's for small businesses.
Okay, excellent. And those of you that missed that, you can go to www.visverge, that's visverge.com, and Veronica's products are veronicabrooks.com, veronicabrooks.com, to find out products and services that she offers. And also you can always email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com if you're not able to locate the websites when you input it, because sometimes you can key something in, Glenn, and it You be putting it in night, but sometime that search engine just doesn't take you there. So, you know, it has just been great talking with you guys. I'm going to open up the lines to anyone that has questions or comments that want to talk with Glenn or Veronica, have questions you want to ask them. I will open the lines. And Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're waiting on
okay.
you.
Okay. I do apologize, you guys, for earlier. I'm not sure what's going on with my technical difficulty with my phone over here, but I love your presentation about how you met. And because one of the things, Val, remember we talked about meeting someone in a church, and Glenn, when you said that you went there for Bible study, you did not go there looking for a wife, but God told you she was the one. So that is so compelling, and it's so needed in this community today to let people know that God will speak to you and tell you if we listen and obey him. And I love the fact that you guys stayed together all these years, even with the separation as far as your job taking you hundreds of thousands of miles away, and you're still able to hold that together and the communication. I kept hearing that in what you had to say, that you communicated. And you supported her, and she supported you, but you communicated. And, Veronica, how you could even complete a sentence that he starts. And that's all from the communication, building your relationship, communicating, and keeping it strong. Thank you so much for sharing your journey, and thank you so much for being who you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Glenn, you said you're in ministry, or both of you in ministry?
Yeah, that's the other part of our life. That's the
other
side.
Okay, because you guys, I mean, you know, and those of you, you can go to my Facebook, Valerie Parker on Facebook, to find out information, to get some more information regarding Glenn and Veronica. If you request me as friends, or go to Veronica Brookswall, you can find out information regarding her and her husband there. But, I mean, I don't remember seeing that in your information you sent over.
No. We didn't. That was a whole another side, because actually we have I'll let my husband talk, because actually we have a ministry in Japan, been there like 13 years.
Wow.
And yes, and that's another huge part of our life that, yeah, can keep you very busy, but yet fun.
Now, do you go back and forth to Japan? How many times, and then how many times a year?
Go ahead.
Well, we stayed there.
We lived there
approximately, probably about almost 8 years out of the total time that we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 8 years. So we tried to go there like this March the 30th. We're planning to go there. That'll be an anniversary for us again, the ministry's anniversary. So we plan to go to Japan then. So we try to at least go there once a year, if possible, twice a year.
Yeah, and we have a big screen. Well, where he actually on, which is like a day ahead. So, you know, so he can see them and speak to them sometime.
Oh, okay. I have another caller, 2230, you're live.
Hello. I'm telling you, Dr. Valerie, and thank you so much for bringing such an amazing couple onto your show. you know, I have to tell you guys, so I don't know if I could do it, you know, that separation all that time. I couldn't do it. I've been separated from my wife now for 7 days, and I just got back today from Canada. I live in Chicago, and my wife wasn't here to greet me when I got here, and I've called her probably 3 times since. She told me, well, I'm getting some Chinese food, and I'm expecting that she would fix me some dinner and just waiting for me, and I've been miserable for 7 days. And I feel like my feelings are hurt. I couldn't even imagine you guys been separated for great lengths of time.
Yes, it took a lot of prayer, you know.
Lord have mercy. I know it must have took a prayer and trust and everything else. Cause
the mind
plays games with you. The mind plays some real games with you. And I know that when you talk with each other on the phone and you're asking, what are you doing? Your mind is telling you that they're not doing what they say they're doing, you know?
Right.
So it's some difficult times, and I admire you going through this. I'll tell you one thing, though. Even though you've been married longer than me, this is my second marriage, and my first one was for 15 years before she got rid of me. But the fact is that I love being an entrepreneur also. I've been gone for 7 days, like I said. I'm about to stay home for 1 day, and then I'm off to the Gulf of Mexico and to do some work down there. I drive boats. But if you want to find out if you're really an entrepreneur, you'll see that you get this retirement check coming in from the military, and no matter how bad things get, once a month, you have some level of relief. If you really want to know what kind of entrepreneur that you are, take those checks and put them up and save them for your retirement from retirement, and only live on what you can live on what you can make. Try and maintain the level of lifestyle that you have right now with just your wits, and then you'll know if you really get what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Take those checks and stash.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your comment. You have Glenn?
Yes.
You have any closing comments, you and Veronica? Because I tell you, it has just been a delight, and I know so many people are going to be blessed by this. So I encourage you, those of you that are listening, to download this and replay it, especially if you are waiting for that mate to make his appearance. And remember, the word of God says that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. See, they always leave out that last part, you know, obtaining favor, because you're going to need the favor of God to abide in any relationship. We're not supposed to be the ones going out stalking and running the men down and making ourselves available to them by us overexposing ourselves in a manner that is not pleasing, and also being pushy and very confrontational to men, ladies I'm speaking to. And men, you're not in a position to prove your love to someone by pushing yourself on them sexually, trying to make them feel like you're the only thing, you're God's gift to the world. So, Glenn and Veronica, any closing remarks that you would like to leave?
The gentleman that just got through, it just brought to me, because he talked about being the separation part. And normally people, they think other things, but when your mind is really set and focused on, actually my focus was on the relationship with God and actually rooted deeply and grounded in him, so that my mind was focused on praying and making sure that my kids were praying, that my husband was always safe. And those were the things that really kept me, because it was a strong relation and it wasn't a fake relationship. So I didn't have to worry about going out there cheating and doing all those things, because my mind was focused on wanting to do things right. Because I know when you give your all, and giving is important, that's whether it's money, whether it's your heart, whatever the case may be, it's all going to return back to you. And I'd rather for it to return back to me the good way instead of doing something the wrong way. But that's one of the comments I want to leave with everyone. Always keep your mind focused, because your mind is the greatest thing that you can ever have, and it can take you far places, in the places that you want to go, things that you want to succeed in, things that you want to do right in your life.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Glenn.
Yes, and my last comment to all that's listening, like I said, every one of us are different. We've been raised in different areas in the country, or even from out of this country, so we approach things differently. But one of the things that I can identify, that common denominator, is God. If Jesus Christ is there, if he's the center of it, then he's going to be the center of our decisions. And you can never go wrong. And one of the things that I always say to myself, and I try to constantly say to myself, you cannot go wrong doing it right. You can never go wrong by doing it right. But if you do it wrong, you got every reason in the world to try to fix it. I'd rather keep my mind stayed and focused on the things that God wants us to accomplish, and then it makes life a lot more better when it comes to decision making. So I encourage everyone, just continue to keep your heads up and move forward. Don't let nothing stop you.
Yep.
That's it.
Well said. Thank you so much for that. It has indeed been a delight, as I said. And I would like to leave this food for thought written by Jody Peacock. She says, you don't love someone because they're perfect. You love them in spite of the fact that they are not. And I think that's one to
beautiful
embrace and exhale, because we're always trying to find somebody perfect. And there is never going to be anyone perfect. So that is a good quote to leave. And I thank you so much for joining. And Valentine's Day is Friday, but love lasts and is every single day. Thank you for joining us on another Hot Topics from the Soul. And I look forward to you listening in, tuning in next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, and pass the show along. I'm here because you're here. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.